Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to third. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoover scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo bunts in front of the plate. Richards fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallow scores. White moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. Wagner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bloodworth out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Hall moves to second. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-0 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields the ball and throws to Trout covering. Safe. Siebert moves to third. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hoover fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Siebert scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout bunts in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Richards moves to second. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoover hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Hoover reaches third base with a triple. Richards scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoover scores. It's Tigers, 3. Athletics, 3. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wakefield for the out. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a line drive towards third. Mayo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive towards short. Hall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Estilella hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Richards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Flores now pitching. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout bunts towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. Richards moves to second. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estilella. York reaches second base with a double. Harris moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harris scores. There goes York trying to get to home. Flores throws to Wagner, who tags York for the out. It's 5-3, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout strikes out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a pop-up towards the mound. Flora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Suter reaches second base with a double. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tyak pinch hits for Jesse Flores. Hal White now pitching. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Suter moves to third. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.